But right now on the line, I am joined by our very own Rod Chambers from The Wire. He's part of our 2SER budget team. They're going to be heading down to Canberra next week. And we thought we'd have a bit of a chat to him about what we know and what we could potentially expect. Rod, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Oh, absolute pleasure, Tess. And that track, Tired and Lonely. Look, I won't be lonely down there in the budget, but I might get a bit tired. it's always an exciting time for us this part of the year, because it's the On the Money team as well. So anyone that's a financial journalist is very excited about budgets. So we're looking forward to it. And at the moment, we're on the drip, what we call the drip feed of the budget announcements, because we're hearing something every day from, you know, Scott Morrison or somebody else in the government about what they're going to do. And what I do is I cross that off the list of things we've got to look at, because you know, so far we've got things like $500 million for the Barrier Reef.
Oh, geez.
Which is, you know, but that's over a certain amount of years. All these things, you know, the numbers are always big numbers, but then you find out, oh well, it's over 4 years or over 10 years or something like that, you know. So you have to sort of take it in context. But it is the most money they've spent on the Barrier Reef, and one of the things we talked about last year was that the Barrier Reef had nothing spent on it. So it's better than nothing, you know, $500 million, isn't it?
Yeah, well, I mean, and you know, it's definitely time, I think, the Barrier Reef got someone having a look at it. Is there anything else
global
that we...
warming.
Exactly. Is there anything else, I guess, I suppose we don't know anything for sure, but...
Oh, look, you know, way back, you may have... recalled, you know, it seems like ages ago now, but they've said that, oh, there's not going to be a Medicare levy rise. That was a measure from last year. They said they wanted to raise the Medicare levy to pay for the NDIS. But now, of course, well, you know, we've got rivers of gold coming through. This is what economist Chris Richardson from Deloitte told us on the program earlier in the week. What's happened, Tess, is we've got money in the coffers for once.
Oh, for once.
Who'd believe it? Who'd believe it? Yeah, the tax receipts are up. Some of the things that have happened, you might ask why. Do you want to know why?
Why is that?
Tax receipts are up a little bit, because there's been a lot of companies that have had losses being brought forward still from the GFC over many years. And they finally all washed through the system, so nobody's got any sort of things to offset against their tax. So company tax is up, jobs are up, the participation in the workforce is up, so tax receipts from individuals is up, and then also you've got the commodity prices. They're doing better than expected, and of course we're a bit of a commodities economy. We sell coal and steel. It's like coal and iron ore, rather. To make steel, and China's orders have improved thanks to the better outlook for Europe mainly, and America really. Europe and America are both doing well as well. So all those sort of things mean the tax receipts are up, and so things like income tax cuts for us are also on the table. So we know we're going to get them, we just don't know how much.
Well, that's really the question as well. And there has been a lot of speculation about, all sorts of things from, you know, sort of the social services catalogues all the way through to, well, I mean, I suppose the Great Barrier Reef is set in, but that was going to be my next example.
More Gonski money.
There's
more money for education. They're even saying that they're going to put some people on the call centres at Centrelink. So instead of waiting like an hour and a half, you might be able to get through in an hour and 5 minutes or something.
Oh, victory.
So, you know, it's probably the first time they've added staff on that line for so long. And you know, if you're on the dole, you might get a bit out of that as well. Who knows? People have been on Newstart will, you know, have really been doing it tough, and so maybe there's going to be some money in for them. We don't know about that one, but there's a lot of things like that which are in the pipeline, and hopefully we'll find out when we're locked up. Because we're sending one of our biggest teams again down to Canberra on Tuesday for the budget, and we're all desperately swatting up at all these figures: 16.6 billion, 11.4 billion. You know, all these numbers are running around in our heads, So it'll be quite interesting to see what actually turns up.
Yeah, we do have a 2SCI team heading down there. It's funny, I walk around the station and there's pens and paper and things flying everywhere and getting ready for it all.
Yes, all the millennials are a bit unfamiliar with pens and paper, but you have to do that because when you're in the budget, you don't get access to any internet, so you can't just Google anything. And it's amazing how quickly people go, oh, I'm not sure there was that or that, I'll just check it. And you go to your phone and you check it up, and in the budget we don't have the phone either. So
the concept of not being able to Google something on demand scares me a little bit, I will not
lie.
It is
a bit scary. When you first go in, you think, oh, gee, what was that? How do you spell it? And you look and you think, oh, I can't even look it up, And you suddenly feel a bit lost and you think, oh, whatever, I've got to use pens, paper, read things, it's just not the same.
Well, it's going to be one to watch. We'll have a chat to you next week once we know all the details. Rod, thanks for your time this morning.
That'll be great. Thanks, Tess. Look forward to it.
2SCR's very own Rod Chambers there.